You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Karagat Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Well, hello. Welcome to another episode of Podcasting with Purpose. I am so excited about my guest today. She is someone who I have been wanting on the show for a while, and we've had some trouble coordinating things and scheduling things to make this happen. And finally, it's a reality. And her name is Renee Sager. She is the host of the Ditch the Binge podcast. And she is also a life coach, and she also helps women to finally feel normal around food, like totally normal. This is what she helps women do, and we're going to be talking about this, about what she does as a coach, about a new book that she's working on, about her podcast. So basically, you get the idea. It is a mixed bag of lots of different things. And so we're also going to be talking about how her podcast inspires what she does as a coach and how what she does as a coach inspires her podcast. And as I like to ask my guests, I like to ask them, what is their process? So we can all take a little look behind the scenes. Like, what does it look like when you're producing? What is your process? Because I think that's really important too. I think it just helps inspire us to feel like, oh, okay, that's, you know, does it this way. And maybe like that means I can also, you know, do things a little simpler, or I don't have to always do things according to what the experts in air quotes say. Because Renee, the reason why I really love this conversation and I also resonate with her is because we're very similar in the way that we do podcasts. Like I first met Renee, I think it was on Clubhouse, or maybe I saw her on Instagram and I said, hey, I would love to have a conversation with you on Clubhouse. And so I invited her into a room that I did some rooms on Clubhouse. And oh my gosh, I felt like we were like soul sisters, soul podcasting sisters, I should say, because she's, you know, she doesn't add all the bells and whistles, you know, and I don't either. I think at the end of the day, it is about the medium. This is the medium. I'm talking with you right here, right? This is what it's all about. It's not about the show notes. It's not about having any kind of fancy graphics. It's about the medium of actually opening your mouth. It's the art of the spoken word. And that's what we're talking about. Okay. So without further ado, I'm going to shift gears so you can listen to our fun conversation. Okay. Enjoy. So I'm so glad that we could do this. Just love to record right out of the gate.
Yeah, me too. So much good stuff happens right away.
Well, exactly. Like I can't tell you how many times, you know, I would talk to someone and I'm like, man, I should have had the recording going, you know, because it's like having, you know, life is about conversations, because that's what we're having is a conversation. Mm-hmm. So why not just like, let's just dive right into it. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So I thought it'd be great to have you on the show because, you know, you, like I said before, you're a maverick. You do things your way. You've been doing this for a while. You do the episodes yourself. And, you know, so I just want you to talk a little bit about that. And I'm going to do a quick little intro so people know you're here, who you are, who is she talking to?
Yeah.
So, and then I'll let you like fill in the gaps and talk more because I think it's so odd to like talk about the person who's in front of you or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you know yourself better than I know you. Right. Mm-hmm. But I'll just start by saying, hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Podcasting with Purpose. So I'm here with Renee Sager, and Renee calls herself the self-doubt slayer on Instagram. I don't know if that's what you like to go with, but and also the host of the Ditch the Binge podcast. Mm-hmm. So
I'm so excited that you said yes. It's been a long time in the making to do this. So.
Yeah. Welcome. Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So I would love for you to share a little bit about yourself, and then we'll just kind of see where the conversation goes. You want to for it?
A little bit about, I was distracted by the book on your shelf. Is that book Essentialism back there?
Yes.
Oh my God. I just love that book so much.
I have Essentialism. And also The Alchemist. And then of course you can see Chakras.
Yeah.
That's what I just read this past weekend was The Alchemist. After I first read it 25 years ago and I don't know, it's a mind blowing book.
Yeah.
I think I have to do all. Yeah.
What a great way for me to like get started is that like, I'm distracted by something in the background. I feel like that just is kind of me too, of just like, I'm kind of all over the place, but So a little bit about me is I work with women around food and body stuff, but also with that comes the confidence piece. You know, it's so much more than the food is just the gateway. It's really just the beginning to unleashing and unlocking so much of who that real person is and who they really want. So I get to do that work with women, and I've been doing it for a few years now. And as you mentioned, I also have a podcast. So yeah, that's
kind
of what I do.
So how long have you been podcasting?
I think I started my podcast. Well, I got the Facebook memory of a year ago, a few months ago. So maybe a little over a year and a half, I think.
Yeah. So it's so funny because I love listening to your podcast, by the way.
Thank you.
I listen to it all the time. And there are so many parallels, like to talk about, like, you know, when it comes to, you know, the things that I talk about when it comes to podcasting and having the purpose and the passion and, you know, how to keep going and getting behind the microphone. And I feel like body image just ties all into that too. So I feel like we can really talk a lot about that. Like how you feel about yourself is how you're going to show up in all the other places, and how you, you know, you kind of have that, you know, that body image and that, you know, outlook. It's sort of like the lead domino for so much, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree.
Yeah. So, I was loving your episode with, Judith Gatton. Is that who you say?
Oh, yeah.
Gatton?
Yeah.
And I thought of a title. I thought it would be so funny. I was like, I think my episode with you is going to have to be called Bras, Thongs, and Podcasts with Sager, because it just feels like it's got to be, like, you know, because you're zany and outrageous. Yeah. And, but I loved how I was like waiting for you to say, I think you said it, or she said, like, you can go ahead and wear nipple covers or go braless. And I was just like,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
I was like, I'm on that, like, white on rice for sure. So I love that. But, so yeah. So more recently though, you did an episode, and you talked about your inner knowing, right? Mm-hmm. And, so I want to, so like the episode is called Start Where You're At. That's like, I think one of your recent episodes.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to ask you how has your inner knowing helped you to stay the course with your podcast?
Oh gosh, that is, I feel like I just had like a gush of all the things I want to say all right at once. Mm-hmm. So I want to start by saying that I was told, when was I told this? Maybe 8 months ago, to cancel my podcast. I was told my downloads weren't high enough, my message wasn't clear enough, and that I should probably just scrap it and start over. And I was like,
who told you this?
I'm telling you, because I actually really like her.
I guess you
I really
can't say like it. Her. Okay, don't say it. Don't say it.
Yeah. But
That's bad advice.
It was really gut-wrenching to me, because my message, what I do, is very close to me. It is very close to me. And you know, we've talked about this before too. I have never edited a podcast. I come in, I hit record, and I go, and that's it. And then I talk until I'm done, and I have the same intro and outro that I add on the beginning and end to every single one. And that's just it. So I really just kind of let her rip. But my, you know, with my niche, so many people have tried telling me, just sell weight loss. Just sell. This is what people want. They don't want that. They want this. And I was like, I will go back to being a 9-to-5 employee rather than go against everything I stand for morally and ethically to sell weight loss because that's what people want. Like it just goes against everything. And I'm so passionate about this. And I'm so stubborn on this topic because of my own past with food and body, because of always trying to do what everyone else told me, like, okay, this must be wrong. Like, you know, it started, I'm working on a book right now. And so I was like, kind of been thinking about things differently that I wouldn't normally think to or go back to. And like, even just starting in school, you know, I really struggled with school and I had to get tutors. I had to get driven like an hour and a half for study things. And I just always felt like I was doing it wrong. Like I was stupid. And I stopped wanting to raise my hand and I stopped wanting to ask the questions. Cause I was like, God, I must be just something must be wrong with me. And then I've always been really energetic and like kind of blunt. And people have kind of told me like, tone it down. Don't be so aggressive. And I'm like, you know, this just constant, like whoever you are, it's just not quite right. And then it's like, hold up. What is right? Like, what the hell is right? What is the right way to do a podcast? What is the right niche? What is the right body type? What is the right anything? Like, it literally doesn't exist.
It, you know, and what, when you say like, okay, if you're looking for that black and white approach, like what's right, you know, this is right, that's wrong. And you kind of buy into that and then you lose the excitement, right? You just, you aren't being authentically you. And you, I can tell when I listen to your podcast, like, I can hear the passion in your voice, right? Because I think there are a lot of women, like even talking on the weight loss side, I think there are a lot of women that are really sick and tired of being in chains and feeling like they're going to wake up every morning and get on the scale and feel like total crap in their body because they're supposed to be a certain, you know, body image. And, you know, you celebrate, like start where you're at, just like, you know, your recent, you know, your recent episode. So I think going by the beat of your own drum is going to help you to play in that sandbox. And so, like I said, it's very clear. That's how you're showing up.
Well, right? And it's just, you know, whether it's podcasts, whether it's, you know, coaching, whether it's whatever, like, Brené Brown already exists, right? The top rated podcasts in the world already exist. Why are we trying to mimic them? Like, they're already here and they're awesome. Like, I love Brené Brown. I love all these people that are famous. We don't need another one of her. We need another one of whoever you are. We need your own take. You need your own message. You need your own spice and flair. And, you know, I feel like I've come into that more and more over the last couple of years. And, you know, that's something I'd be happy to talk about too, is that I didn't wake up like this, right? Like I woke up literally starving myself, binging myself, trying to do my hair and everything to look just like everyone else, because that's our biological need, is to want to fit in and be okay. But when you start pushing past that and you break out of those chains and you're like, holy hell, I am so much more free over here. Like you had no idea. You know, an example I gave my client is I said, what it's probably going to feel like is I'm telling you to walk off the edge of this cliff and that you feel like you're going to die. And I'm like, no, trust me, it's fine. There's stairs. They're going to catch you. It's great. And she's looking at me like you're insane. But when you take that step and you realize like, there are stairs and it is beautiful over there, then you just start running free. You're like, holy shit, I can do whatever I want. You know, it's just freedom.
Well, and you say, you know, breaking those chains. I mean, I think it's the same thing. That's why you were saying, I'd love to like explore this. And I, please do like keep, you know, going down this, you know, this road, because I think the same applies to how we show up in all that we do, right? Including the podcast, right?
Yes, exactly.
So I get, I hear a lot from the people that I work with and the women that come up, you know, on a discovery session, they're like, well, so-and-so said, you know, it'd be a great thing for my, you know, business, or like, I should do things like this. And then they'll ask questions about downloads and like, I wanted to circle back to that too, because downloads don't matter at all. I don't think at any point of your journey, unless you are wanting to monetize your podcast, which I think is a really horrible idea too, unless, you know, you've got millions of downloads and you know, I mean, it's like, it changes the dynamic of it. Right. So it's like the metrics that matter, you find what those are. Right. And those are just like, not just you can connect to the, to your people, right? Mm-hmm. The people that are, that you're trying to reach, and they reach out and say, hey, I love what you're doing. Or also for yourself. Mm-hmm. Like you've even said this on your podcast, like you get your own gifts from your podcast. You get, it's almost like you're getting your own therapy from it, right?
Yeah, totally.
You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. It's like, yeah. it's gotta be like, cause sometimes you can get caught up in like, well, I'll do it for my business and I'm going to do it for these reasons and I can help and reach people. And yes, super important, but there's gotta be something in it for you too. Mm-hmm. Like you gotta be excited about doing it and doing it in your way, mm-hmm. because then that's how you can help your people.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
I do. And I don't, because I think of people like my brother. And I think that he and I are wired very differently. Like I had a very zigzaggy life and he's just kind of straight up linear trajectory. Amazing. And, you know, I think that there are people out there that can color inside the lines and mm-hmm. can, and really do just want like, okay, tell me what to do. I'm going to do it. And that's what, that's where they want to live. They mm-hmm. want to live in that zone of safety. And then there are people like me that I physically can't. Like I talk about being, you know, rebellious and doing beating, going to the own beat of my drum. It's because I physically can't not mm-hmm. do it. Like I'm such a stubborn, rebellious person. Sometimes it drives me insane. And so I have learned to kind of work with it, you know, like you said, people telling you the right way, or, you know, when people come to me, and I'm sure when people come to you too, there are certain things where I'm like, listen, you don't have to do it this way, but it's going to be real helpful. Like, and yeah. that just comes from experience too, of just, that's why we work with people that have been there before us. Cause it's like, listen, this isn't the only way, but this is going to be helpful. Like
exactly.
you probably want to do this.
Exactly. I like how you mentioned that there are people that really want to color inside the lines. Mm-hmm. Cause I'm a lot like you. That's why I was like, I gotta have Renee on my show. It's going to be so much fun, but you're definitely more rebellious than me. Like I have the rebellious, like I'm more of a maverick, right?
Yeah.
Like I had one of my old bosses say to me, this was when I was in the publishing world. And she's like, you know, Kara, you really are a maverick. And she said that as a derogatory, but I'm like, yes, of course I'm a maverick. Because, you know, the way I look at that, and this is, you know, maybe you can relate to this too. It's like, it's not just about doing things your own way, but it's like doing things my own way, because I know it's going to help people the right way. Like I'm willing. Because when mm-hmm. I worked in a team environment, right, at a magazine, I knew I was making decisions that would really benefit the magazine and the audience.
Yeah.
And I was willing to ask for forgiveness, not mm-hmm. permission in that case.
Yep.
But it's like, if we can't be willing to like go out on that edge, because we know it's really going to like benefit people.
Yeah.
And also we're being true to ourselves, then like, then what the hell are we doing here? Right.
Right.
This is what life's about.
Yeah. And that's why that strong why that you were talking about too is so important, because I really did, you know, when that woman told me you should probably scrap your podcast, that was a time where I was like, you know, you're probably right, because I'm not making the millions of dollars that I thought I would be making. And then over the last 4 or 5 months, I feel like everything's really starting to click. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's actually happening. And so this is why you kind of have to have I talk to my clients about this too. I'm like, you have to have a certain level of blind faith. You have to know before it's actually proven to you that this will work, you know? And so me really sticking to my truth of, listen, if I get on here and sell all of these diety things or weight loss and promote all of this diet culture stuff, yes, people will buy into it, but one, I'm not going to be able to sleep at night. And two, I know that if what they really want is this, what I'm selling, this is what they need to hear. And so it's just kind of continually putting out the episodes and getting the download that I get and having the people reach out. But I feel so good about it, where I'm like, I feel so good about it. And so you really have to have that deep level of just trust with yourself of this is my truth. You know, whether it's a relationship, whether it's your podcast message, whether it's your job, whether it's leaving a relationship, it's like, that whole doing it right or whatever makes sense. Like that's just, that it's irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you feel? How do you feel at the end of the day in this relationship, doing the podcast, not doing the podcast? But you know, there's going to be a certain level of discomfort doing anything. Mm. What's going to be like, what's going to just make you come alive and make you want to keep doing this?
Exactly. And I'm glad that you talked about this, because it's about the playing the long game, right? Mm-hmm. And you said, oh, it's finally clicking. It's finally clicking, right?
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I ask my clients or people that are like interested in doing this stuff, mm-hmm. and maybe sometimes people think there's like, you know, it should happen by a certain time frame, like, you know, and that they want to put the responsibility on their podcast to make money. And I say, but I just say to them, look, how are you already making money? You know, how are you doing that in your coaching business? Mm-hmm. And they'll say, I do this and this and this, and they'll have all the ways. And then we circle back to, okay, so you're sufficient. You're making money already. Mm-hmm. And so to look at the podcast as its own entity, like it's this thing that you're showing up and you're playing the long game and you're just having fun and you're excited about it, mm-hmm. because like you're just seeing like things click. Mm-hmm. And if you had a crystal ball, would you know, would you have known this and, you know, like that it would go, that it would turn out this way, mm-hmm. right? From mm-hmm. in the beginning, because maybe in the beginning you were like, well, it'd be great. It'll support my business. And maybe you were caught up in the downloads in the beginning, right? Maybe those were a concern.
Actually, they weren't. I remember when I was working with a coach and I sent her the screenshot from Buzzsprout and I was like, oh my God, 10 downloads. And she goes, she said, is that good? And I was like, hell yeah, it is. And she's like, you know, she's like, that's not good.
But see, but that,
like, oh, I'm so excited. Like I literally didn't know anything else.
But you were celebrating this. That's the thing too, where I say to my clients, I say, don't look at your per episode downloads.
Oh, no.
If you really want to look at the month.
Yeah.
And say, wow, I reached 1,000 people this month.
Yeah.
You know, and figure out, like I said before, make your own metrics that matter. Create your own metrics. Don't the vanity metrics, downloads are vanity metrics.
Yeah.
You know, because if people are really getting like they're engaging with you through your podcast in other ways, that's what matters. Because, you know, people are on their phone, right? Mm-hmm. They're downloading automatically.
Yeah.
Those players download automatically. So those numbers aren't even, sometimes they're not even legit.
Right. And I do want to say too, like I think when I started my podcast, of course I'm in business. Like I want to make money.
Yeah.
So starting a podcast was part of like, I want to make money off of this. And even though I'm not racking in millions of downloads per episode, it's been a big income generator for me, like mm-hmm. being able to have people listen across the world and share and the last handful of clients that I've signed have said they found me through my podcast. And it's just like, oh, well, that's awesome. That's
great. That's really awesome. Yeah. That's, I'm glad that you touched on that, because that's exactly what I hear when someone comes on, you know, cold, like for a consult. So where'd you hear me? And like I would say like 95% of the time, they're like, oh, I've been listening to the podcast for a month, 3 years. Like, you know what? It's amazing. It blows me away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's that. That's powerful. That's huge.
Yeah.
It really is. So I love that we started talking about like the passion, the excitement, because that's where it is. You know, the tools are like, meh, you know, but people want to know. People want to know about the process.
Yeah.
So I thought we could talk about that a little bit. And because I know you do it yourself. So can you share a little bit? I can't talk.
Yeah.
I'm not going to edit this. How you do your podcast? Like how do you start from, you know, record to publish?
Yeah. Well, first I want to say that I didn't start a podcast for a long time because my personal block was, how do I even get it on Apple? How do I even get it on like that? That thought right there just kept me stuck. I was like, well, this is too much. Like how on earth do you even get your podcast on Apple iTunes? Like, I don't even know. Turns out it's very simple and Kara can help you with that.
Totally.
But, how do I start mine start to finish? Just like when I'm recording a weekly episode, like what does that look like?
Yeah.
For me?
Yeah. Yeah.
you know, I get a lot of my personal inspiration and motivation when I'm running and when I'm just listening to maybe music or audiobooks or podcasts from people that I love that are outside of my niche. I get a lot of inspiration from ways like that. And then I feel it, like this is so, I'm really not a woo person, but I think I'm becoming more woo as I get older, but like I don't have crystals or anything, but I do feel it in my body when I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. Like I can just, I feel it. And sometimes it's a Thursday morning. Sometimes it's a Friday evening. It's usually in the morning. It's usually after a run or a workout or just when like I'm on my second or third cup of coffee and things are flowing.
Yeah.
And then I sit down and I have a main idea, or maybe it's been like a common theme from coaching clients, and I just sit down and I talk. And that's it. It's so anticlimactic. You know, my boyfriend always says, I can't believe you just sit and talk. Like I don't do notes. Maybe like a couple episodes I've done notes if I've had like the five tips for blah, 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 blah. Cause I don't want to forget what the five are, but I just personally do better when I feel like I can just speak. You know, I do that on all my Facebook or Instagram things too. Like I just, when I start to feel, and this comes back to like that constantly being boxed in, like I hate that feeling of like, okay, just do it right. Just do it right. And that's when I get so up in my head that it loses it. And that comes back to the wanting to be perfect. Like, oh, I just want to be perfect and polished. And I really want people to get it. And when we try so hard, it just takes all of the authenticity that people actually want away. You know, sometimes I think we forget that we're talking to normal people. You know, I don't know, but sometimes when I get up in my head, I compare myself to like Mel Robbins or Oprah or just absolutely famous people. And I'm like, those are people listening to my podcast. Like those aren't even people that I'm friends with. Like the people that are tuning in to me to listen to me are normal women who get gas and who have bad body image days and who smile with something in their teeth and who get angry and who laugh until they cry and just normal people. And so I think when we take some of that stress off ourselves and just like, you're talking to normal people that really need and want to hear real talk. They don't need all the fluffed up like perfectness that you think they do. Like the more you that you are is actually what people are craving. And at least for my demographic, right? At least for the women that tune into my podcast is that they're so tired of trying so hard all the time. And and every time they keep trying and trying and trying, what it actually does is deviate them further and further and further away from who they actually are. And that's why it then starts getting so hard to maintain, so hard to keep up. You know, it's like, oh, this isn't even me anymore. Yeah. And so, you know, just letting yourself be you, which a little easier said than done. It takes some practice. It takes trial and error. It takes making vulnerable statements. It takes all of that. But it every single time we do those things, it just moves us closer and closer into who we actually want to be. Like it feels like our outsides and our insides are really in alignment.
Yeah. And you know, you can edit anything out if you want. Like if you mess up, like you can totally do that.
Yeah.
But it's about finding like our own style, like you said, because I think that is a block, you know, considering I talk to a lot of women who like the biggest blockage to getting started with a podcast is trying to be perfect, trying to get it right. Do I need a script? Do I need talking points? I can't just talk. Or maybe like you, I just want to talk. And then they think that's wrong because that's like, well, that's not professional. Like there's all kinds of, you know, those are the things that I think trip most of us up from actually starting. And then also feeling like I need the equipment and I need the microphone and I need this and I need that. But, and I will ask, so what have you tried? Like, what have you said in your phone? Just talk in your phone. Like that's how I started. Seriously. Yeah. Like my first podcast was on 100% on my phone.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it just grows, like you said, and you build on that, but you get better and better. And there's no special course. Of course, if you feel like taking a speaking course, you can, but you don't have to, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah. that's just another obstacle. It's yeah. like, just start talking, just have fun, just start. Yes. Yeah. Maybe you'll feel, I feel really weird. And like, yeah. Sometimes I feel a little bit nervous and a little bit like nervous excitement when I'm doing interviews. Like maybe you could tell beginning.
I couldn't tell, but yeah. I get that. But I do.
And I, yeah. and you know what? I say, oh, hello, human. Hello. Yeah. Right. So it's like, you just start and you're going to get better and better. And that's the good news, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think just owning that too. I mean, that's a huge thing that I'm thinking about recording a podcast on difficult conversations, even though I feel very ill-equipped to do this podcast on difficult conversations because I suck at it. Like I would rather, and this is what I'm going to talk about, is like, I would literally rather move across the country and start fresh than have difficult conversations. But I think that humanness too of owning your imperfections, you know, it doesn't have to always be like a negative, you know, fest about how you're not good enough. But I do think that there's a lot of connection that happens in owning the fact that, hey, I'm not that great at this. You know, like I constantly think, is anyone listening to my podcast? Like, what's the point? What's the point of this? What's the point of any of this? And I just have days like that. And I have moments like that. And I think talking about it and normalizing some of that is really, really helpful. And yet in our brains, we think if I say that, if I admit that, nobody's going to trust me. Nobody's going to want to work with me. Nobody's going to want to take advice from me. And it's like, what if you're wrong? What if you're flat out wrong about that? Like, what if that's what people are craving? And not just any people, too, your people, you know, and this is why there's people in my space that, you know, have a very different vibe, like lots of light pinks, lots of just like, oh, I love you, blah, 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 like softness. And they're wildly successful. Good for them. They have found their people because they are being them. And I get to bring in my people. And when you aren't your real authentic self, you start bringing in people that maybe you don't even like. You know, when you let some of those guards down and you start really showing up as you, you actually start calling in everything you want, the people you want to be around, the opportunities you want to attract. And that all comes from just you being you.
You. Yeah. So how do you feel your enoughness, your body acceptance, your, you know, how you celebrate your, you know, you've really come to a certain place in your own body image acceptance, right? Yeah. And how do you feel that this helps you become be a better podcaster? How are you more authentic behind the microphone?
Yeah. You know what? I think this is, it comes back to realizing that like nobody actually cares. Nobody cares. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about your weight loss or weight gain. Nobody cares about anything. We get so hung up on what are they going to think if they see me like this? What are they going to think if they hear this from me? No one gives a shit. They're just not thinking about you. Mm-hmm. And so that's been something that I've really learned over, you know, my eating disorder started with anorexia way back in the day in my teens, and then progressed to binge eating, bulimia, alcoholism. But so all of these things to kind of quiet and mask the anxiety and the not enoughness, right? When I would restrict my food, I would get that like, okay, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to be in control and I'm going to make sure everyone likes me. And again, that's where that deviation comes in, of that it just kind of constantly pulls you away and away and away and away and away from who you really are. And so for me, as a psycho, just completely on edge, having to be in control of everything. Everything has to be perfect. Just like every day I woke up, I felt like my brain was just off to the races. Like I was just crazy and just so tightly wound all of the time. And so, you know, with my body image and that trust with myself has kind of just come in this like that just calmness of I'm okay. And for so many years, I was not okay. And so much of my not okayness came from thinking there was a right way to be and that I could never possibly be that. And so I would restrict myself. I would binge, I would drink, I would do anything to be the right person. And it made me absolutely insane. And so as I've come into that trust with my body of just like, this is just who I am, has come in that stability in my life, right? Of just, this is who I am. And it's a bummer if you don't like me, especially if I really like you and it might hurt and it might, you know, I might be like down in the dumps for a couple of weeks, but at the end of the day, okay.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Like, well, you are who you are. So how could you be any different? Who, you know?
Yeah.
And when you realize that, you're just like, yeah, the other people, they can go, you know, F off. Really?
Yeah.
If they don't like it, really? Because this is how I was born, babe.
Yeah.
But what's the shift for you? Like subtle or because, you know, you said you went from, oh, I have to be right like now, I mean, you're like, you know, when you wore your pantsuit, which everyone always talks about on Instagram, you guys have to go check that out. But like, when did that happen for you? Because you're just like, damn, this is me. I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yes. Such a great question. And it's certainly, and I think that this is what people want. They want, and my clients tell me this all the time. Like, can you just tell me the button to push? So this is all just done. And I was like, I wish that I had that, but really this is coming back to that. Start where you're at. Like it takes doing something that feels like you're probably going to die when you do it. Launching a podcast to me was terrifying. And I'm really don't care about stuff. Right. But for me, that was terrifying. My first time I had a TV interview, I was terrified. Public TV. I was like, people are going to see me. And I wanted to cancel. I was going through like, could I say I'm sick? Could I say I'm this? Could I say I'm that? Should I say I forgot what I was going to say? Should I just not show up? And I had all that fear and I went on and I did it. I had all that fear and I put my first episode out into the world. And then I wanted to crawl under a rock and die. You know, that vulnerable ability hangover that Brené Brown does talk about was like, it was there and it was strong and I got stronger from it. Every single negative comment I've gotten about my body, about my podcast, about my niche, about my laugh, about my bluntness, burns, stings, hurts, not music to my ears. And I came out better on the other side. Because it kind of started to build up that trust. And when you don't break through that little bubble of safety, you're actually really fragile. You're really, really fragile. And so what I started doing, sometimes I had no choice. Sometimes I had to, sometimes I was forced, sometimes I wanted to, but it's like, okay, how can I push myself like just a little bit more? What can I do to push myself just a little bit more? And you know, this even comes back to, I've always been pretty active. And I decided I wanted to do a triathlon and I was like, I'm kind of bored with running. I'm excellent at that. I know how to do it. I have no idea how to swim. Like I can tan. I'm a great tanner and like float, but like lap swimming, what? And like, I've never done that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I was terrified to be standing out there. Open water swimming is probably one of my top three biggest fears in my life. I'm just so terrified to let my feet dangle. I hate the whole thing. And I've done a few of them. And when I did it, I was so proud of myself. And I was, and that just built again, that inner trust with yourself of even if I wouldn't have finished, even if this, I did it and I'm still alive.
Yeah. Still alive. So, I just lost my train of thought. I hate when that happens. Yeah. Cause I used to be really hard on myself about that where I'm like, oh my God, just keep talking. And it'll come back. But anyway, so we started this by talking about the tech, right? I just wanted to kind of circle back to, so when you just press record, you know, you don't have any bullet points, you don't really get into doing that. How do you edit at all? How do you keep it easy? Like, cause I think that's a really important thing to talk about because we make it complicated instead of easy. Yeah. So it's cause I know that you edit yourself, you don't work with an editor. Like, Can you talk a little bit about, like, so after you've recorded, you know, you've come up with some really, you know, fun ideas from running and being out and, you know, catching them in the ether, you record, then what's next?
Well, I just upload it. I just upload my intro and outro and I send it. Like, that's literally it. And, you know, I'm certainly not a podcast guru. I mean, I might be doing it wrong. And this doesn't mean too, that I don't listen to people like you and people that have successful podcasts or people that are excellent speakers. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I could probably make my messages in my podcast a little bit better if I did this. And then I'll just subtly, like, maybe try and wrap that in a little bit or make my, I don't know, like I pick up on little nuggets here and there, but what I do is I just, and it's not always the most graceful. Sometimes I'm like, and that's it for the week or this week. So I'll see you later. Like, there's not this beautiful, like, eloquent, and this is tie it with a bow and here it is. And it's perfect. It's like, I get on, I have a point I want to get across. I have a message or a story I want to share. And that's that. And I add again, I don't edit at all. I don't actually even know how to do that. So if I have to get up and let my dog in, if my dog's out there barking, I'm just
so
like,
good.
I'm like, oh, just a second, I'll be right back. Yeah.
I love it. No, seriously. I love that. And, you know, I think people are sick of hearing, like, the polished podcasts and the intro and the outro music. It, like, most of the time people are, like, hitting that, you know, fast forward button.
I hate them. I hate even having one.
So
I hate intros.
It doesn't matter. And you're on Buzzsprout, right? So you probably have your bumpers. They call them the bumpers, right? The intro and the outro music on the end. Do you have them or do you have it?
I do it in GarageBand.
Okay. So you have it, you have your music in there. Cause there's a way, no, but is your host Buzzsprout?
Yes.
Yeah. Cause in Buzzsprout, I don't know if you know this, but I think it's under dynamic mastering or whatever the heck it's called. You can put your intro music, your intro, you know, the voiceover on one side and then your outro on the other. And then you just plop in your intro, your content in the middle.
I didn't know that.
It's very cool. There's one little weird thing where if you like, and you know, you want to, duck, they call it ducking. See, I'm like getting technical on you.
Yeah, you are.
You're ducking the voiceover and the music over underneath. Oh. When you start talking, you blend it in. You can't do that for some reason on Buzzsprout. So Buzzsprout, fix that. there's a gap. There's like a pause, right?
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, keeping it simple where you just have a little template, right? And just plunk your interview in on GarageBand. And I know that's perfect. That's a perfect way to do it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I love that you're not getting crazy with editing and removing, you know, ums and ahs and stuff like that, because that just reminds me when I started podcasting, I went outside, I called my podcast The Morning Cool Down because I would have an episode after my run.
Yes. It's the best time.
And I'd be like, oh, okay, hi guys. Hi, how you doing? Okay. And the birds were chirping. Like that was my background music, basically. And people love that shit. They really do.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all you need.
Stop trying so hard.
Stop trying so hard. Right? That's the moral of the story. So I'm just curious if, cause you, I mean, you kind of already talked about, you don't edit, you know, you just talk, you know, do you have any other hacks? Like, let's just say when it comes to planning ahead, cause this is another thing that I see people run into is like, oh my gosh, I have to record. I'm in the week of my podcast and I have nothing to say, right? A little planning ahead creates that freedom. Like a little, like you probably have a little storehouse of ideas, right? You're out running. You're like, oh, put it in Evernote, put it in Asana, put it in something. You're like, oh, there's a good one. I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
So you have this storehouse of ideas, but what if like, are you, maybe a week ahead of yourself? So in case you're going on vacation or like, what, do you have anything that helps you, keep it from feeling like a chore? I know there are going to be weeks that it feels that way, but like in general.
Yeah, there are certainly weeks that it feels like a chore. And I hate when I don't have my, like this week, I don't have my podcast. Let's see, it's Thursday. If I can get it done by tomorrow, I'll be fine. But when I have to do it on, it comes out Mondays. And so when I have to like edit it and get it and type up the summary on Sunday nights, I'm like, oh, I hate doing this. I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. But when I can do it like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm like, oh my God, I feel so good. I'm so on top of things. So I've gotten more and more efficient and more like making it a priority to really get it done by Thursday or Friday, because I know how much I hate it when I have to do it on Saturday or Sunday. So that's been something for me. You know, it's funny, I will record sometimes, like if I have a couple ideas, I'll record two or three podcasts and then, you know, have them ready. But then I'm really big on feeling, and I'm like, I just don't feel that anymore. Like, I just don't feel that anymore. So I want to do this one instead. And so then I just get on and record another one, because it's like, that's the energy that's in me the most, or this topic is in me the most. But I certainly do, like, my notes in my phone. Oh my gosh. It's there's so many, in there.
I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's also been something helpful for me on my podcast, is to just kind of pepper in some guest interviews too, because then it takes some of the pressure off of me to come up with something else. And so, you know, I like to do that. I feel like I've had a few more guest interviews over the last 2 months than I have, but that's just kind of nice to just kind of take a load off. And I also really enjoy doing it. That's a huge reason why I wanted to get into podcasting too, is it's such a great excuse to hop on and chat with someone that you would never normally talk to, and just get to ask them questions that you've always wondered. And it's not as weird because you're like being interviewed. So, you know, you just kind of get the permission to ask all those really nosy questions that I love
it. Yeah. That's what I get to ask. That's why. So like you said, you try for Thursday to like get ready, but like, are you on a strict schedule? Does it have to be? Yeah. I love that. It's like you know what? I'm like weekly.
Yeah.
Wednesday, maybe it's Friday. People get so caught up in that. And that's what happens. That's what makes you pod fade. Right. It's like you keep showing up, because you're like, yeah, I'm going to do it this week, but it may not be on Thursday because something came up, but maybe it's Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, mine all. Okay. That's not always. Typically 90% of the time mine come out Monday mornings, but sometimes like if I'm traveling or sick or whatever, it's like Tuesday or Wednesday. That's definitely happened a couple of times, but I do try and typically have it come out on Mondays, but I also don't think anyone cares.
No, like, nobody cares.
I don't think anybody cares.
That's why I stopped being very strict with myself. Yeah. So my podcast is weekly. I mean, it's generally like on Friday.
Yeah.
But if there are, you know, if I'm not Friday because something's going on or I'm away or, you know, something's happening in my business, I don't have any problem doing it a different way, day of the week. And also I might say, hey, you know, I'm feeling really sassy and I'm going to publish three this week. Like I've done that.
Oh yeah.
Like,
I've done that too.
You know, cause like right now I'm doing a live workshop and I'm like, oh, I'm going to put those all on my podcast, like two a day.
Yeah.
So there's no rules. Right. There's just no rules. Yeah. So what about show notes? Tell me about, how do you do those?
Oh, I hate doing those too. I know. I'm just like,
and there's no rules for that either.
Listen to the episode. Like I try and make my titles obvious. Sometimes, you know, if it's with a guest, I can type a little bit more and I have more to say about it. But for the most part, it's just like a paragraph. It's like, hey, in this episode, I talk about blank, blank, blank. Listen, follow me here. Share it here, blah, blah, blah. You know, I just don't love the show notes, is just something I don't love doing. So I do the bare minimum there.
Yeah. Because it's about your goal. Like, you know, do you do show notes just to do show notes?
I never read them.
Yeah. No,
like I look at the title and maybe the first little blurb, like in this episode, we talk about blah, 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 blah. But for the most part, it's like the title. Oh, that sounds interesting. And that's it.
So I'm like, I want to play. Yeah. I'm pressing that play button. Oh my God. I can't wait. Because most people, and this is like what I share with my clients too. It's like people are on their phone. They're on the computer. And if you have your show notes and they're all fancy on your computer and your bullet points and timestamps, I don't know. Like most people, I know myself, and I love listening to podcasts as much as I love making them.
Yeah.
And I'm like you, I want to listen.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, maybe the title, I think a title is, it's good to think about the title so that, you know, cause I'll scroll and I'm like, I don't know about that. That's not me. No.
Yeah.
And I'll pick and choose.
Yeah.
But like for the most part, people aren't going back to your website. Even like, you know, the Amy Porterfields and all those other people, like, I never go to her website. I never, even the like Brene Brown, like I'm not going to go. Mm-hmm. To the show notes. I want to listen to the meat, baby.
Yeah. And bless your heart if you do timestamps. Like What on? I mean, I kind of feel like people that do leave really detailed show notes or timestamps or have PDF worksheets, I feel like those are the people that leave Amazon reviews. Like, thank you for doing that for the rest of us, but I'm never going to do it. I'm so thankful for the people that leave amazing Amazon reviews or Yelp reviews so I can get in there and kind of learn a little bit more, but I just don't do it. So bless you guys' hearts. You got a different brain than mine. It's a wonderful thing that you have. And I don't.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like the guinea pig or the, you know, experimenter with everything. I've done show notes. I've done bullet points. I've done it like a blog post. Now I keep it, you know, simple. I don't keep it to a certain format. It's like, this is what it's about.
Yeah.
And I'll add some extra little blips in there. But I did timestamps at one point, but I didn't do them.
Yeah.
I hired people and I spent upwards of like $200 an episode. And I got to the point where I was like,
oh my gosh,
F this. No. Like I am the ultimate hacker when it comes to podcasting.
Yeah.
And so that's why I asked you, you know, I didn't ask you. Yeah, I did. I kind of said, do you have a hack? Do you have a little, you know, how do you simplify? Because it really can be as simple as you want to make it.
Yeah.
Like I use the Buzzsprout website page.
Oh, it's so good.
I just
Buzzsprout is so amazing.
I link that to my website. So it's all seamless.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, because have a goal, like, and also transcripts, like, you know, if you have a transcript, like, why do you have it? Because someone told you to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I love what you said too, about how you used to do the timestamps and you used to do all that stuff. And I think that that's such a great thing for people to remember is that just because you start doing it one way, just because you know, I know there are going to be some people that are listening to this podcast and you're gonna be like, I could never just freely speak. That's fine.
That's fine.
You know, I may not in a year, I may have extremely detailed notes in a year. I may have the most beautiful show notes that you've ever seen. I may have worksheets to go with every episode, but for me right now, this is what works the best.
Yeah.
And, you know, knowing that about you, you know, you did it with the show notes, you did it, you paid all the money and you're like, you know what? This doesn't make sense for me anymore. Mm-hmm. Just like I might get to the point where, you know what? I need to be a little bit more strategic. Great. But, you know, give yourself that permission to grow, change, evolve, do things different, try out different ways, because just because you do it one certain way doesn't mean that's how you have to do it now for the end of
forever.
Time. And I think we get really locked into that. I know my clients around food and body do. They're like, well, now I'm just going to eat like this forever. And I'm like, forever. No, you're just doing this. It's like a meal. It's fine. You're fine.
And it's your body, just like with the podcast, your body needs needs variety. Like if you're always doing intermittent fasting and you're doing OMADs or whatever, I know you don't do that. You're not into the whole fasting thing, but it's like women, like you can like lose your hair and start losing your cycle and other things. Cause you're like, I do 24 hour fast every other day forever.
Yeah.
I mean, like your podcast gets to be like, it gets to be one big experiment. So you can ebb and flow and change and like, just like building a foundation. If you start simple, like you did, like I did, then you're like, hey, ooh, maybe now that I'm going to have some guests and maybe cause I got this microphone probably a year in after it's the same one I've been using for the almost 8 years, but I didn't start with the microphone like this.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't start with using, you know, the editing software or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, and you know, I did it because it was fun to like do new things.
Yeah.
That's the truth for me.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people.
Start in however you can get started. You know, my boyfriend and I are very different in this regard, and that I'm a very just like, let's just go do it. And he's like, I want it to be perfect. Has to be this, has to be detailed.
Sounds like my husband.
He would edit the shit out of a podcast. And I'm like, whoa, I'm so bored just even thinking about it. But you know, for him, for someone that's a real perfectionist and overthinker, I'm like, let's just whatever you can do to just get it out. Do that. Whatever feels best for you to help you take that first step. I don't care. Just do it. Just do it. So
just
I think,
do
you
it. Know,
remembering that about yourself of, okay, this feels the most digestible. Like if for you, the safest way to start a podcast is very detailed notes, do it, just do it, start it, get it going. If the best way for you is like, I don't know how to do an intro. I don't know how to do an outro. Just get on there and talk. You say, like, just introduce yourself. Hey, this is my podcast. Thanks for being here. Today, we're going to talk about blank. Start your episode. You do not need to have music. You do not need to have an outro. You can talk all of that. You can say all of that. And so don't get hung up. Like, ask yourself, what are those blocks, and what can you do to kind of get over that? For me, it was, how am I ever going to get on Apple iTunes? And so what I did is I started Googling people to help me with this. And then I was like, oh, you just Buzzsprout does it for you, you know, but I sat on that. I sat on that for like a year where I was like, I just have, it's impossible. Even though there are millions of podcasts on Apple iTunes, I was like, well, I'm clearly the only one that's never going to be able to figure this out. So I guess I'll never have a podcast. And in reality, it was very simple.
It is very simple. And, but like you said before, like, you had fear in the beginning. And so that, that can be very a real thing. It's not like brushing it under the carpet. Like, if you really feel terrified about doing it, but just say, okay, like, I'm going to start small and I'm just going to speak, and I'm not alone. I'm not the only one that's going through this.
Yeah.
You know? And it's so interesting. Like, that's, cause that's the thing. Like, it's not about the tools. It's never about the tools. And so we get lost in the weeds of the tools.
Yeah.
Because that's a great, it's like, it's just, okay, like, we kind of hide a little bit, can hide behind those things. And that's what keeps us behind the bushes.
Yep. Exactly.
Right.
And that's so sad. So, that's so sad to me, is that, like, there are so many just brilliant, talented people, and you don't have to be a psycho like me. Like, there are so many amazing people. There are so many amazing people that are, like, just chill and normal, that are, that like need to be putting their stuff out there, because there are other people like you that need what you're saying too. And so don't feel like you have to be over the top or super, I mean, a huge, huge thing for me was, like, getting into just coaching and podcasting, was I really had this idea that I needed to wear, like, heels and have a ton of makeup and be just, like, super, like, this is the most put together. I mean, I look really put together. I have, like, a Jaguar top on. I did this all for you, but, like, I felt like I had to have all this lipstick on and just be so professional, and, like, fake nails. And, and I was like, oh, you don't need that. Like, that, that you don't need that.
No. I mean, I used to do the, I used to feel the same way, but it's like, this is my after gym, the gym. I was like, at the gym. I said, oh, let me put on my, my necklace and lipstick, or maybe I'll wear my, you know, a hat, one of my knitted hats or whatever.
Yeah.
Because people are interested in you and your flavor. They don't want you. Like, if you're like, oh, I'm going to put on fake nails and eyelashes, like, hello, like, that's never going to be my world either. So that's, that's what it's like. Ooh, that's what makes you so exciting. And I was going to ask you, you know, share parting advice, but you've already given, like, so much juice.
Oh, I hope so. I was thinking, I was
so much juice. Cause I was going to say, you know, can you speak to those people who are caught in that limiting, you know, thought loop? Like, podcasting is too hard. It's going to take too much time. I need fancy equipment. Like, I think you already said a lot about that, but is there anything else you want to add to that? Because there is that person listening that's just like, yeah, but I'm not as daring and zany and outgoing and all that stuff. And I need to, like, really practice this. And, you know,
Well, at a certain point, you just have to get over it. Like, you just got to get over it. Right. Like, this is tough love coming in for you.
Yeah.
But, like, you just, at a certain point, you have to be like, I'm sick of not doing this, and I'm just going to do it. Secondly, is be honest with yourself. Like, if you need the help, get the help. Like, with me writing the book that I'm writing, I knew there was no way on my own I was going to do this. It is so daunting and terrifying to me that I was like, I will sit on this idea for 10 more years. And so I hired someone to help me, because I was like, I just need you to push me a little bit. I need you to keep me on track. I need you to hold me accountable. And so I did that. I met myself where I was at. And so know that about yourself too. Like, sometimes you just need to, like, get over it and launch it. But sometimes too, it's like, ooh, okay, I know that if I don't talk to someone, if I don't get a mentor, if I don't get a coach, if I don't talk to, or put it out into the world that, hey, next month I'm going to start a podcast, I'm never going to do it. So I'm going to reach out, and I'm going to talk to someone, and I'm going to tell them, hey, I need the basics. I want to get this started. But you don't have to do it alone. Like mm-hmm. you can absolutely get some support around this if that is a big block, if you know, because you know yourself better than anyone. And sometimes it's like, you know what? I'm done. I know that I just need a kick in the ass and this is exactly what I needed. I'm going to go do it. And then there mm-hmm. are going to be some of you that are like, you know what? I will never do this if I don't have that extra support. So I'm going to get that. So do that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. So this was great. We've been talking for like an hour.
So fun.
Oh my gosh. So, and you know what I always say, like, this is another thing too. People say, how long should the episodes be? It's like, they'll be as long as they need to be.
Yes.
Oh like, my I know gosh. That's a weird answer, but it's true. It's like, as long as they need to be.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what's coming up in your world? Share a little bit about yourself. How can people learn about you? Do you have anything like fun and exciting happening?
So you can go check out my website. I just got a new website that I love. I'm in love with the whole thing. So you can visit that at Renee Sager. And then, as I mentioned, I do have a podcast upcoming. So I am working on a book. I'm hoping to have that done by the end of this year and into next year. So that'll be out into the world. And then I have started some group coaching so that I'll be coming out with a new group in early 2022. So people can kind of keep an eye out for that. And it's all around just like ending that I'm not good enough, the self-sabotage. Mm-hmm. So it's not so much food focused, more just like, let's get ballsy. Like, let's go after it. Let's do the thing. Let's like show up real and authentic. So if any of your listeners are like, oh my gosh, I need that. There's a kind of like a wait list info list on my website that you can put your name on. So you can be the first to know when that comes out.
So you said reneesager.com or is
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah. R-E-N-A-E-S-A-A-G-E-R, which is also where I'm at on Instagram.
Okay, good. I was going to ask you to spell that just because, you know, it's always good to have that. Well, this was great. I'm so excited that we could do this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm so glad you do what you do and I appreciate you asking me to be on here.
All right. Well, thanks again. And well, I'll see you on Instagram.
Yeah, I'll see you there.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. And again, remember to go check out Renee. She's on Instagram. She calls herself the Self-Doubt Slayer. And check out her website. Go to reneesager.com. So that's reneesager.com to learn more about her one-on-one coaching, about her group coaching that is coming up in 2022. And you can take a self-sabotaging quiz over on her website. So check that out. And you can just learn so much about her. Her website is so inspiring. You must go check it out. And of course, you can listen to her podcast, Ditch the Binge, on Spotify. So that's all I got for you. This was a really packed episode. So I'm so happy that you could join me. And by the way, if you're like, I am so on this idea of podcasting like white on rice, I got a free masterclass for you. And it is designed so that you can launch like a boss. You get all the nuts and bolts. So my three steps to get started with your podcast. And it is a free masterclass and you can find out more by going to caragotwarner.com/confident podcaster and make sure that confident podcaster is one word. Okay. So I will see you next time. Take care.